All right, it's Pride 365 Radio. I'm sitting here with the wonderful and the amazing Crystal Waters. How are you?
Hi, I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Of course. I mean, you have been contributing to dance music for such a long time.
35 years. I'll say it.
But you keep it fresh and new. And that's like been, I guess, the key to your longevity in the business, right?
Yeah, I mean, I have to stay creative. I mean, I've thought about not doing it anymore, but I'm doing it for the passion, you know what I mean? So it keeps it fresh and it keeps it new. Yeah.
That's good, yeah, because I was wondering, you know, do you ever get to the point where you're like, okay, I'm done?
Well, we'll see. We'll see. If you don't see me here next year.
No, I hope we don't reach that point, you know. Have you been doing shows here in Miami while you're here?
Well, my big thing why I came here, I had an event on Wednesday night at the James L. Knight Center called I Am House Orchestrated.
Okay.
Which is all the dance classics with an orchestra, and I have all the original singers on stage.
I heard about this because Tracy Young was there, and
it was good. We did one in New York. It sold out. I wanted to do one here while the conference was happening.
Yeah.
And we had Robin S., C.C. Peniston, Alternate, Barbara Tucker.
Oh my gosh.
Thea Austin, Janice Robinson, Dwayne Harden, and Byron Stingley. I feel like I left someone out, but
that lineup is wild.
It was great. We were like backstage playing tag team, like, all right, you got next.
I bet.
It's something I'm trying to, you know, put on type of like a tour, but put it in special markets where I know the people want to hear it.
Yeah.
So
it'll
be around.
Such a unique thing. Like, you know, who's doing that? No one.
Yeah. Well, right? They've been doing it in Europe. That's where I saw it first. Okay. I did a couple of them, and I kept saying, you know, they had other people singing our songs. And I said, I know all these people, you know, and we're all here in America. I said, we need to do this in America. And I'm so happy I started it. Yeah.
That's awesome. That's really good.
Yeah.
And you said you might take it to other cities too?
Yeah, I got to take it to Chicago. I got to take it to Chicago.
Yeah.
And I mean, people are calling for it, like Montreal wants it, Italy, Australia.
Wow.
They've called, they all want it. It's just.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Have you done in D.C. yet?
No, we're trying to debate, should it be D.C. or Baltimore? We can't.
Oh, that's tough.
I know.
Because I'm from Baltimore originally, and it's like, I would love to see it there, but I'm like, who's, I don't know.
Are you going to go to Baltimore?
Do you do it somewhere in between so both cities can get it? I don't know.
So I'm going to figure it out, but I would like to do that.
But that would be awesome, yeah. How do you get everybody on the same schedule for that? That's got to be tough, too.
I have a team.
Okay.
But we're all professionals. We know how to follow an itinerary. Yeah. We've been doing it, so.
Yeah.
And everybody, like, Wednesday night, it was like a family reunion. Like, we could have had a barbecue backstage.
Oh, I bet. Yeah. That would have been awesome. Yeah. Maybe do a version of it that is a barbecue.
Maybe.
Yeah. Do you have new music out now?
I have a new song coming out with Ferrick Dawn. It's called Still in Love.
Okay.
And I have the album dropping as soon as I can finish writing it by this summer.
Okay, by the summer, yeah. Do you have a deadline in mind?
It keeps moving, I'll be honest.
Okay.
I'll be honest.
Well, it's tough to put a whole album together, right? It's a lot of work, but I would imagine you want to make it perfect.
Yeah, I want to make it congruent. I'm working with a lot of different people, so it's, you know, gathering everybody together.
Yeah.
Getting good tracks is kind of hard for me. So that's why I'm still working on. I got the tracks now. I got to just finish writing them.
Okay. Yeah. All right. That's good. That process for you, is it a lot of work on the road, or you do mostly at home?
I need to be home. You know, seated and not distracted.
Yeah. Okay. Because I talk to artists who, you know, they're like, oh, I do it on the plane, or, you know, I'm writing backstage. I'm like, but I would be so distracted.
I don't know how. That's not me.
Like, I need to be put in a quiet room somewhere and just focus.
Yeah, that's what
and
I need.
Even then, I'll get distracted. You know,
the scrolling, right?
Yep.
I need to sit and have it flow through me. So.
Yeah. Do you get inspiration from scrolling through your phone, though? Like, you know, if you're on TikTok or Instagram.
Inspiration for music?
Yeah. Does it happen?
You know, I never know. I don't think so. I think I got my algorithm curated for positive things, at least.
Yeah.
So I think it keeps me in a good mood, so that helps. Yeah.
That's good. When you, you know, come across a song of yours from the past, like being used in a reel or a TikTok, does that make you feel good? Like, you know.
Ching ching. Good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, because, like, I mean, it has legs, right?
Yeah, and, you know, it keeps my music alive. Like on TikTok, like I get these young guys that come to the show, like, are you going to sing that song? You know, the TikTok song. And it's like, they know Gypsy Woman from TikTok.
Of course.
So. It keeps it going. So yeah,
that's so
I love
funny.
It.
I would imagine.
I get sampled a lot. I will say that.
Yeah.
And commercials, it's used in commercials now.
Oh yeah, commercials.
Who would have thought a house track would be in a commercial?
Right.
You
that's
know
a good
mean?
Point. Yeah, because you hear it and you're like, I know that song.
Yeah. So. Yeah, times have changed.
Yeah, but you're. I'm sure more than happy to have
I'm very
that,
happy.
Right? Yeah, yeah. Because people still discover you that way. You know, they discover your older music and then, you know, they lead to your new music, I hope.
Yeah, because I look at my Spotify and it'll say you've got 1,000 new followers. I'm like, well, where are they coming from? So it has to be people discovering me. You know?
Yeah.
I'm working on a documentary.
Oh, what's the documentary?
It's about me, but it's also I want to preserve the history of house. I want to interview people that, you know, tell the story because the story's getting lost.
Yes.
I think it's important to capture that.
That's
right now.
Really good. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that.
So
will that be out this year?
No,
next year. I didn't want to put too hard of a deadline.
I know we're trying, but we had hope. But you know, people's schedules, you know, it takes a lot.
Yeah.
So I think that, and I have my podcast, I Am House Radio, which we've gone up to 11 million monthly listeners. And
that's amazing.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's my brand. I'm doing my brand. I have my I Am House label, my radio show, and now I have the concert series. So.
That's great. You've always managed to, like, you know, stay with the current times and always reinvent and find something new, and that's the best thing.
I love the music, so I figure, you know, I don't want to keep trying to do the same thing, so let's try to take it another direction.
Yeah. Well, thank you for taking time to talk to us today, because it's a thrill. You know, I always love talking to you and seeing what's new, and I'm looking forward to what's next.
I'll stay in touch. I'll see you back home.
Yeah, we'll see you back in D.C. That's right.